listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next roughly 30 minutes together here, and I pray that it will be a life-transforming journey, that you will find it very refreshing to you. I don't know if you like hearing good news all of the time or bad news all of the time, but if you do, you're going to be disappointed, because we are going to be talking about the good news, the Word of God today. And we pray that it will be a refreshing 30 minutes that sets your day on the right path. If you're listening to us in the middle of the day, it can be a course correction for you. If you're at the end of the day, it can be a cleansing day from or cleansing 30 minutes from all of the problems of the day. You know, every once in a while I get up and I find that problems have been awakened before I was, and those days it just can be a little bit challenging. So if you're having one of those types of days, I pray this next 30 minutes will be life transforming for you. You know, here in Florida we can have cold weather in December, we can have hot weather in December. It just comes and goes, and you need to have your air conditioner working and your heater working. And so I want to tell you about Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric today, 632-9538, 632-9538. If your system, that your climate control system, let's put it that way, in your house needs some love and care and attention, I want you to give them a call, 632-9538. Dennis and Carla will take good care of you and get you up and running and back in working order, and that will make everybody a happy camper. So today I want to take you to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And I've got a little note here written above this passage that says, the way the Word of God operates, the way that the Word operates. Verse number 10 says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. That's the first part of verse number 12. The rest of the chapter goes on. I'll just go ahead and finish reading it for you. It says, the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Here in this passage of Scripture, the end of the chapter there indicates that how we handle the Word, how we allow it to operate, will change the harvest that we have in our life. As we're approaching the new year, I am not looking for a harvest of thorns. I'm not looking for a harvest of briars. I would much rather see a harvest of fruit trees. I would rather see, you know, beautiful trees, trees of purpose, things that are going to be beautiful and enjoyable rather than something that are going that is literally going to be a thorn in your flesh. And all of that depends upon how we handle the Word of God. Jesus gave the parable that said, if you're a person who hears the word, but you don't do it, you are like a man who built his house upon the sand. And when the storms came and the winds blew and the rains came down, that the storm or the house fell, and great was the fall of it. But if you are a hearer and a doer of the word, that your life is built like exactly the same house, but instead of being built upon the sand, your home is built upon the rock. It has a foundation that will withstand the storm. The truth that he shares there is we need to be hearers and doers of the word. Just sitting in church will not cut it. Just because you are inside the four walls and you go and you perform your religious duty does not mean that you are going to walk out of there any different than you walked in. You need to hear the word of God and you need to apply it. So let's look here at verses 10 and 11 and the first part of 12 this morning. It says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth." So the rain is there to transform the earth. It says, "And it will make the earth bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." So it is very important that we have rain. In biblical times, most of the cultures there were agrarian in nature. They were an agricultural-based society. And you do not have food that grows if you do not have rain. Everyone understood how important rain was. Even now, there are certain parts of the world that they have water wars. That if you have an enemy, that you try and cut off the water supply from the enemy. The rains that come down, they come down upon the mountains and gravity kicks in and they begin to flow. If it happens to be in the wintertime, the snow comes down and that snow will be the water supply that will affect millions of people as the weather heats up, as the snow melts and the water begins to descend. And so that the rain, the moisture that God provides is meant to transform the earth, to make it filled with nutrients. It's also supposed to make it conducive for planting, for sowing, for breaking up fallow ground, so that seeds that are sown, which is the word of God, can take root and produce a transformed situation. And the thing is that the seed has exponential return on it. I've seen some oak trees here recently that started out as just one little acorn. But as time has gone by, that one acorn is now produced millions and millions of seeds, because it doesn't just produce it once, it produces it over and over and over again. There are different types of landscaping plants. There are annuals and there are perennials. There are some that you have to replant every year. Now, I don't really have too much of a green thumb in this area. I just know that there have been plants that have been planted in my yard, and every year they come up. Every year they come up. There are other plants that if you want them, they have a lifespan, and you have to go back and you have to replant them every year if you want them to stay. You and I, God sends forth his word. It's an analogy here that is likened to the way that the rain comes down, and it prepares the soil. And so when the seed is planted, the earth transforms that seed, and it brings forth and buds, and the bud is for two purposes. So when the Word of God comes into your life and it changes your heart, and then God plants a seed, a thought from the Word, a truth from the Word of God into your prepared heart, it's going to bring forth two purposes. One is it is going to be something for you to feed on. The Word of God is going to be nutrition for your soul, nutrition for your spirit. It's going to strengthen you. That's why Jesus told the disciples, he says, I have meat to eat that you do not know of. He was always hearing what the Father was saying. He was seeing what the Father was doing. And it was strength for his being. And so you are meant to be a primary beneficiary of the transformation that God brings through a delegated word, through a dispatched word, a word sent fresh from the throne of heaven. It has come with the intent that it is going to be seed to sow and bread to eat. You and I, we're meant to partake of that word. And then we are also meant to sow that word. Okay, so there's two purposes. One is for our consumption, and the other is for our sowing. So whatever you have heard already is meant to be a tool in your toolbox that you will plant again so that it will bring forth an even greater harvest. And what I do understand about agriculture is, first of all, this. You don't want to get the purpose of the harvest all in one basket. You don't want to eat all of your harvest. You need to make sure that you have some seed to sow. If you eat everything, then you don't have anything to sow, and then you are going to starve. So you need to make sure that you have perpetuating harvest in your mindset there. And then the other thing, you need to make sure that you don't eat your seed, but you also need to make sure that you don't fail to partake of the blessing. There are a lot of people that come to church with this mindset. Well, that would be a good word for this person over here. And that would be a good word. Boy, if they were here today, that would be something that would really be beneficial for them. And we need to realize that the Word of God is meant to transform us before it transforms other people. So let's look at what it says here in verse number 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So let's look at verse 11. The word goes forth from the mouth of God. A holy, perfect, omnipotent, omniscient God who never makes a mistake, never misspeaks. That word goes forth from his mouth. It goes forth with power. It goes forth with purpose. It goes forth with anointing. And he says, that word is not going to return to me void. It's not going to return to me empty. It's not going to return to me having missed the mark for which I sent it forth. Now, if I can encourage you, I want you to consider the word that comes forth at your church. Is it a word that is coming forth from the throne of heaven that is specifically designed for that congregation on that day at that time? Or is it just a sermon that somebody has purchased from a sermon supply source? It was a sermon they heard somebody else preach, so they decided that they would preach it themselves. What is the source of the word? Because God has this amazing ability to provide a timely word for the right people at the right time. And just because a message was phenomenal for a certain church does not mean that another church is going to hear that same word and it's going to have the same purpose. So at Merit Assembly of God, my goal is not to preach what other people are saying. My goal is to hear from God and to ask God how he wants that message preached and to preach it at the time that he has said to preach it, because then it's going to accomplish the purpose that he sent it forth. And so, you know, not everything that I ever share is a Bob Arthur's original thought, but I try to have every message that I preach be a message that is coming from the throne of God. And so that requires that I hear from God. God, what do you want for this congregation? What do you want? What do you want for the people on the Refresh Radio broadcast? What do you want them to hear today? And so here, as we're preparing to go into a new year, we need to know that God is still speaking. A lot of people think that God has stopped speaking. That is not the case. He still has a word. He still holds the keys to people's heart. And when we will allow that word to penetrate us and transform us like the rain or the moisture transform the earth, it says that word's not going to return to God void. It's going to accomplish the purpose that it was sent forth. It is going to provide seed. It is going to provide bread. It is going to sustain, and it is going to be sustained. It says it shall accomplish what I please. It shall accomplish what I please. I want to try and say this in as delicate a manner as I can, and that is this. I don't preach messages at people. I preach messages for people, not at them. So there have been times when people said, how did he know what was going on in my life? I don't. I just preach the word that God gives me, but God does know what is going on in your life. And so if I know of an issue that is going on a person's level, I'm not going to structure my message according to them. That would be manipulation. I don't want to preach manipulatively. I want to preach anointed. And so, but God has a word, and its purpose is to accomplish what he pleases, not what I please. So today, the purpose of this message is to elevate the word of God at the end of this year and for the beginning of next year, that the word of God, God already has a word of direction, a word for this the coming days. Listen, his tender mercies are brand new every day. He orders your steps and directs your path. He knows how many days have been appointed unto you. So God knows what is going on. So you and I need his word, and we need it to accomplish what pleases him, not what pleases us. I have heard it said this: God is much more concerned about your holiness than he is your happiness. But I will tell you this, that a holy person is a happy person. They're a person that is filled with joy. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Psalm 107:20, I believe it is, says that God sent forth his word and healed them. There's a word that goes forth that is going to bring healing. Okay, thank God for that word. Amen. In the Old Testament, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so I'm thankful for a life-giving word. God, when he sends forth a word, it is going to prosper. It is going to be successful in the mission and the task for which he sent it. If he does that for his word, and by the way, he's exalted his word and his name above all else, He's very concerned about his word. And if God is concerned about his word, we should be concerned about his word. If God is concerned about the word that is assigned or associated with him, we should also be concerned with the words that are associated with us. If God's yes means yes and his no means no, we should be people of our word as well. And so do not make commitments that you have no intention of fulfilling. You and I, when people understand that we say that we're going to do something, that it is going to be to the best of our ability that we are going to accomplish that. Now, there are times, because I'm a pastor and I deal with issues that come up, problems that arise in people's life. There are times when I say, okay, I'm going to be someplace at a certain point in time. And then if something comes up, I don't just ignore that and leave those people dangling. I say, look, there's been something that has come up, and I'm going to try and be there by this time. I'm going to try and remedy this. I'm going to try. I'm not going to make that first obligation, but I'm going to try. You know, there are emergencies that come up. So communicate with people so that they understand that when you are doing something, that it is going, that you mean what you say. God says that when he sends forth his word, it's sent for a purpose, and it is going to prosper in that thing. God did not bring me to Merit Assembly of God just to hold people's hands and pat them on the head and make them feel good until they crossed eternity. He sent me to Merit Assembly of God to build his kingdom. I'm not here on the radio on 91.5 and WWBC 1510 AM. I'm not here just to fill up 30 minutes of airtime. I'm here to build the kingdom of God, to edify the saints, to build up your faith, to refresh the weary, to bring strength to those who are downcast. I'm here to make this one of the best parts of your day. God wants you to be successful. He did not position you professionally. He didn't position you relationally so that you could fail. He doesn't position you financially so you will fail. He positions us to prosper for the purpose that he sent us. The danger is if we decide to alter the purpose, we will undermine the success. You don't want to do that. Remember the purpose and the intent for why God did what he did in the first place. Okay? Verse number 12. This is where we're going to conclude our broadcast for today. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. Here again, we're talking about the commissioning aspect of God. God sends. He sends forth his word. He sent for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent Jesus, and he will send you and I, and you will never, ever go out on a mission with God alone. It says, for you shall go out with joy. One of the great privileges we have at Merit Assembly of God is we have a lot of missionaries that come through. And I've told the congregation that very rarely have I ever had a missionary that came through and said, would you all pray for me? God's sending me on this mission, and I have no desire to go on it, but, you know, I'm just the called of the Lord, and it's going to be a great sacrifice, but, you know, I got to do what God's called me to do, even though I don't really have my heart in it. No. Every missionary that we've had, or virtually every missionary, says, you know what? We are so excited about this adventure that God has called us to go and do. And we can't wait to get there. We can't wait to see the harvest that God is going to bring. And so there is a tremendous joy of anticipation of what God is going to make happen, the success that he's going to bring about in people's lives. I don't care how old you are. If God sends you to do something, you need to go out with the mindset, he's going to make me successful in this. He's going to make me successful. And he says this, you will go out with peace. So when God sends you out, he sends you out with an entourage. He is sending you out with authority. He's sending you out with joy. And he's sending you out with peace that will be greater than your understanding. It will be peace beyond the circumstances. You will know that you know that you know that God is in control. And he says what's going to happen is just as the rain transforms the environment and it softens the soil and it causes thorns and briars that used to grow in that environment, that now they're going to experience crop failure. And when he sends forth his word, there are, instead of something that is going to make the ground unpleasant to travel, it's now going to be a desirable place. Instead of something that just grows and withers and dies overnight, all of a sudden, there is going to be an enduring growth that takes place. That's the power of God's word. You say, you don't know the background that I've come from. You don't know the background of some of the people that we have seen God transform through the years. I could tell you decades of transformation of people coming from sexual brokenness to sexual wholeness, marital wholeness, that God has just literally transformed their world. I know of people that the gospel changed their profession. I know people that used to be addicted to drugs that God has liberated and empowered and made them messengers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The power of God's word to transform is not just in a physical environment, just not something that has to do with soil and trees and thorns, but it is the transformation of the environment of a man's heart or a woman's heart or a boy's heart or a girl's heart. And out of the most horrific circumstances, he brings forth a pillar of righteousness. You and I, we can't afford to live without a divine mandate from God. We need the word to go forth. We need to recognize that there is a harvest, that part of it is for us to partake of and part of it is for us to sow. When you go to church, part of it is for you to hear. That's part of the purpose. And the other purpose is for you to have a word in your mouth that God will direct you to somebody who needs that exact word. I'm going to try and tell this story real quick. There was one time I preached a message. There was a person that wasn't there. The next day they knocked on my door. They said, hey, I need to talk to you. And they needed the word that they deprived themselves of. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.